Well, good morning to each of you. I was sitting back, right? I was pretty nervous. I haven't shared in a while, so. I was asked to share my testimony here. And for those who don't know me, my name's Dennis Loninker, and it's my wife, Krista. My parents are Mel and Linda Loninker, and I was the oldest child of seven. I have many fond memories growing up. My parents loved me and took good care of me. When I think back to like the stuff that Dad did for me, like I was younger and I loved to play games, and Dad was always there and he'd play basketball with me and softball, and I had a good childhood. And as I got older, I went to Amish school for 7 years, for 8 years, sorry. And I had a lot of fond memories of school, of going to school and having, I had many friends there. And I just have good memories. I did, I was involved in cheating some, and there were things that weren't good, but I do have good memories there. Then as I got older in my school years there, I had a big, the revival broke out in the community. And one of my biggest fears when I was younger was leaving the Amish. I did not want to leave the Amish. And so as I went through school years, like that was, revival broke out and Dad didn't agree with things. And then like I'd be in school and like, I just remember one day I was being told like, your dad has a new belief. And like, I didn't like that because I didn't like, that wasn't what I wanted to do. But anyway, as time went on, and when I was younger too, I did have fears of like dying. I remember one night I was sleeping on the couch and I was fast asleep and the battery went dead. So the inverter started just beeping real loud and I thought it was the end of the world. And I woke up and I was so relieved that Dad shut the inverter off. So I thought Jesus came back and I wasn't ready and I knew it. And like before I go to bed at night, I just tell my parents like I'm sorry like for everything I did wrong today. And as time went on, I grew harder, and you start falling into sin. Like, I went and I graduated school, and next thing was I wanted to join the youth group, and that was what I looked forward to. And that time, like, I got involved in, like, a lot of, immoral sins and ungodly music, and sports is a big thing in my life. I really like the sports. And over that time, I turned 16 in January of 2010, I think. And Dad and him had stopped going to Amish church somewhere around that time. But I was still going to the youth group. And then in August of 2010, Dad and Mom, they decided to go to Allen County. And it was something I did not want to do. We were home that morning, and like Dad and Mom decided to go to church, and I sat there and cried. I didn't want to go. Like it was something that I didn't want to leave the Amish. And to this day, I'm thankful we did. I wouldn't be where I'm at. We started attending Allen County, and I had a very bitter attitude. I mean, some of you guys were down there at that time, and I was determined to make everything as miserable for my parents as I could. Like, I wouldn't associate with anybody, and we didn't drive, so people come pick us up, and just to make them late. Like, you just get out of the house late and just stuff like that. But as we went to Allen County, like, I started enjoying it, and I had friends, and in 2012, Dad signed me up for Bible school, and I didn't know it. And another thing, I didn't want to go. But I went, and it was Monday. It was the first day. I'd never been to anything like Bible school. And I didn't know what to expect. I just went because I was supposed to go. So, and we were in the prayer room that day, and like God started working my heart. And it was I almost gave my heart to the Lord there, but I just couldn't. And that night, Alvin Martin preached, and he preached a salvation message, but I was just sitting there, like, it didn't really affect me. I had heard salvation messages before, and I was just sitting there, and they gave an altar call, and like I had no intention of going up. It was just like, and the thing that broke my heart is I see my sister go up first, and that just broke my heart. And that night I got born again, and I know I was truly born again. Like I had peace and joy and comfort, and like I was happy. Like you could go to church, and it was like I was a new person. I can truly say that. Like I, sorry, I get emotional. Anyway, like I know I was a new person, and I the joy and the peace that comes with that, and so I enjoy going to church, and we kept going. And somebody told me something there at Bible school that day that I never really understood right then. And he told me that. He said, the battle has just begun. And I was like, I didn't understand that at all. Because, like, there was a big emphasis on getting born again, and that was right. And, like, I was joyful, and I was forgiven. And then after that, life will hit you. It's just a battle, and you have to be faithful. And I always remember that. And a verse that I really like is Galatians 1:4. It says, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God our Father. Like, that's why Jesus came, and that's what he did for us. And we can be joyful in that. Like, so anyway, as I went through life, there I started my new life. Probably a big flaw I have, I'm not very disciplined. I can set goals, and I want to do it, and before long, I'm not doing it. And like, that's not good for your spiritual walk. So therefore, like, that can cause you to struggle in things. Like, you can, if you're not disciplined with God, like, the world becomes more alluring. Like, you want to mold things back, or they become appealing, more appealing to you. Because like, when you're born again, like, you're done with it. Like, you don't need that. And anyway, so I'd struggle with that. I'd struggle then, like, I think we all struggle. Like, we can have our struggles then. But I was baptized in 2014. And then, like, as life went on, like, I never really conquered my discipline thing. And then I battled a mental thing really bad. I had a bad worrying problem. And it might sound foolish, but Caleb knows. He worked with us. I could go to work, and I would worry about what I did the day before. I could do something. It started out, I'd check it one time, and that was good. You did it, you're good. Well, that didn't work. Soon you had to check it 2 times. And before you know it, you check it 4 or 5 times, it wasn't right. Like, it's going to fall down, that screw's going to leak. It might be foolish, but that drove me, like, it sort of like drove me crazy. Because I could go home, and like, that's what you think about. My spiritual life wasn't good, so like, you start falling to sin, and life went on, and like, I think it's 2019, like, I got home from work one night at 10 o'clock, I couldn't finish up, and it was like really bad, and I got home, and I was like, God, like, because I would pray, but I couldn't, it just seemed like I couldn't get over it, and I said, like, until you take this away, I'm done. And it wasn't right, like, because, like, at that point, I went backward really bad. And, like, the Bible says, like, you go back to where you came from. And that's what I did. Like, it was, like, I just went back to my old things I was involved in. And life went on like that for a while. And then one day I was at work. And I could work. And it didn't bother me too bad. And this thought came, like, God's turning, he's doing his part. Like, what about you? And it went on for a while. And I went and I knew that I was living in sin. I knew what I was doing was wrong. So I went and I talked to my parents and I confessed it to them. And I repented of it. And we had a brothers meeting at church. I told the church what I was involved in. And life went on, and like, I repented and I knew that like I was saved, but I went through a big battle after that mentally. Just like thoughts, like I could just get bombarded with thoughts I didn't want, and like what do you do? Like one thing that always like helped me was like, if you know what's right to do, do it, and just to continue on that way. And like today, I can still worry about stuff, but it's not like it used to be. I can praise the Lord for that, like, because if you worry about stuff, life's not enjoyable. You can't, like, it's just really hard. And like, God don't want us to worry. He wants us to trust in Him. And, like, the Bible says, like, you know, the Bible says, like, if you love me, keep my commandments, continue my word. And so I did. I just continued on doing it. I knew it was right. And, like, God gave me victory over that stuff. And I'm thankful for that. I praise the Lord for that. Then, I started my courtship with Kristen, 22, and then we're married here, and Chris has been a big help in my life. She's more disciplined than I am. She keeps me going in line. Like yesterday, like I was supposed to be somewhere for 12:50, and I left, and I'm so bad with time. I thought I was gonna be there 45 minutes early, and here we barely got there in time. So like she's more structured in that way, and like she helps me out in life. So she's a blessing to us. We do. I went to Allen County since 2010, and it's not like I'm like leaving there in a bad note or like running away from anything. We prayed about it, and I feel it's where God wanted us. So like we'd want to commit here. And if you guys see anything in our life that you want to talk to us about, just you feel free to do that. And we want to be open and want to help build God's church here. We just want to commit in that way. But, as it says in Isaiah, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Like, if we continue to trust in God, we'll remain in peace. And that's a promise from God that we can trust and that we can put our confidence in. So, God bless you guys, and we want to thank you guys all for what you've done for us and what you guys mean to us. So.